Good morning, COVID-NOM. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Freund. This is Power Hour Nation. This is where your redemption is nigh, because this is where you're going to get the facts and information that will lead you through the greatest deception in human history. This is the all-star event of psychological warfare done at the highest levels in the fine, fine traditions of the Art of War by Sun Tzu. A war, a type of thought process that is completely beyond the dialectic of most of the people who could almost be described as robotoid that are among you. They have absolutely no idea of the weapons being deployed against them. We have an Operation Rolling Thunder, just like the bombing of North Vietnam back in the Nam days. But this is a bombing mission of propaganda, deception, lies, counter-lies, deceits, all made to pound your brain into mush. And for most people, they just stand out there like they'd be in the sunshine at the beach with their arms spread apart, waiting for the next drop to hit them and prostrate them to the ground, writhing in agony and fear of something that may not entirely exist. People are so ignorant of history, even for the common day big ticket items that we may talk about, never mind the fine, fine tuning of great anecdotes of the past, completely devoid of logic and reason in these regards. They know absolutely nothing, and like lambs to the slaughter they march, proud in their ignorance and their arrogance to facts and reason. Nations aren't made from that. Nations are destroyed by that. Germany's propaganda minister in the Nazi era was Mr. Goebbels, and Mr. Goebbels said that he could turn a circle into a square based on the power of words written and spoken, and now infamously put on the telescreen on TV, that people just take this. COVID is their God. They are on their knees begging for the fear of this God. And that's what disturbs me greatly, is when you see the presidential debate, you see contenders for the highest office in the world, never mind your land, prostrate before the media operation of the great God, COVID. Do you accept that COVID is real? Do you have a plan to destroy the human race with an inoculation for fear of the great God, COVID? And like sniveling little, well, I guess I can't use Army drill sergeant stuff, sniveling rats, they curry up before the cameras and complete the narrative to enslave you to something that may not even exist. In fact, it probably does not. You hear that sound? You hear that sound, son? That's freedom. I love to wake up to the sound of freedom in the morning. It sounds like victory. And there's no greater victory than cavalry, and there's no greater cavalry than the Power Hour cavalry. We're forming posse, and we're going deep inside these laboratories, deep inside these mind control matrixes to tell you what is the chaff and what is the wheat. And it's easy for you to determine that on your own. Plato's laws of logic come into play there. When you find inconsistency, then the story isn't true. And it can only be kept inflated as the narrative with more lies. and more lies and more deceits and more deceits. Once you start to find these inconsistencies, you don't have a story, a truth, a mandate. So the only way they can hold you in their grasp at this time is by fear or force. So they've scared the living out of you. So you accept the next blow, the force, willingly, openly embracing it. Separate me from my parents. Separate me from my spouse. Separate me from my children. Fracture my family. Take all my money. Destroy all my property. Seize it. Take it. And that's on the agenda, too. I heard Deborah Tavares talk about that. Force majeure is being snuck into bank statements in the little blurbs they send from various banks. So I haven't seen anything from mine, but from her somewhere in the United States. That is the new thing. If circumstances beyond our control arise, like a pandemic, don't expect to find 5 cents in your bank account because we had to take it in an emergency, but you won't need it for long because we got a nice camp for you. You're going to go camping while you're sick. And nobody's going to want you back because I say the great God COVID has sentenced you to death on the funeral pyre. And you disappear. Isn't that a great plan? That you willingly give up your liberty? Not even for security, for insecurity. I can't even believe and fathom that people could be so stupid. And as they said in an old movie, you spell it S-T-O-O-P-I-D, stupid. Anyway, some enterprising pharmacist person displayed the insert in the COVID test. And it's absolutely mind-boggling because there's four other things it's testing for. Four other SARS-CoV-2 coronaviruses, such as HKUT, OC43 and 229E. So I looked those up. Common cold. But they can get severe for people with pre-existing conditions, the elderly, and could put you into raised levels of illness if you can't deal with those viruses. So when you test positive, you're testing positive for the cold. So just like Mr. Goebbels, Mr. Gates has turned a circle into a square. He's turned the common cold into something that will bring you to your knees, begging for redemption. And I used to use that in radio and things like that all the time in the past. They love it when you come begging and groveling. Please, please save me from the big monster. When you are asking the monster for salvation in reality. And Mr. Gates will stand there and go, that's not a problem. I've got an injection. And there was some guy who took one who said, I don't have a soul anymore. They took my soul. What's the matter with you people? It's not bad enough you lose your freedom, your liberty, your money, your jobs, your family, your country, yourself, but your living soul taken from your body like a pickpocket took your wallet at an airport while you were traveling. And you could care less that this has happened. And once it has happened, don't think for a minute you can get it back. It's gone. And the only hope is how I read the return of Christ is he returns to the cloud in the sky where they upload your consciousness, the Microsoft cloud, and frees the dead with those that remain. And I'm hoping Most of the people who listen to Power Hour Nation are the ones that remain. Do not take the injection. Do not give up their liberties. Do not sacrifice themselves and their families on the pyre of the New World Order as a human sacrifice, so that your immortal soul can be excised from your body's DNA and given to Satan. I pray to God that you haven't left a reservation on that. But this is the ultimate game. This is the masterstroke of masterstrokes. Artificial intelligence, Silicon Life, is taking control of our temporal realm, our Eden, our life, our space. And every facet, down to the last nanobot in a grain of rice in your food. So is this not something to get up early in the morning over and pray about to the Almighty, to ask for deliverance in this time of need, to sharpen your wit and be prepared to take on not even enemies foreign or domestic, but enemies that live in the confounded algorithms of microtechnology, invading our dimensional plane? This great God COVID farce and the things around it, this is the blitzkrieg attack of the New World Order. They've known about it for decades and decades, maybe even hundreds of years. That's why I believe in the war of the multiverses. This has been fought before the garden, in the garden, after the garden. That we are at war with another species that is defined in scripture that wasn't translated for us. And this time, it's using the master strategies of the art of war to wage war by stealth and guile. And with those tools, not only do they turn the circle into the square, they turn you into something you don't even want to know. And they do it very well. But when we apply logic and reason, it's very, very clear when we look at four versions of the common cold are tested for along with COVID, because it's probably the only way to get it positive, because there's really no way to say that COVID, as they describe it, even exists. Because Mike Rupert did a blog looking into the details of what the CDC has in their reports. And one of the biggest things, you know, we don't do overall is we don't read. Not that you'd want to read a dry, long report, but he did. CDC 2019 novel coronavirus real-time RT-PCR diagnosis panel dated July 13th, 2020. Buried deep inside the document on page 39, if we could even stay awake to get past page 10 or 20, performance characteristics. Since no qualified virus isolates the 2019 nCoV currently available, assays, which are diagnostic tests, designed for detection of the 2019 novel coronavirus RNA, were tested with characterized stocks of in vitro transcribed full-length RNA, which is some sort of substitute to replicate what we think is there. So we destroyed the global economy. It's like that old comedy thing, you know, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. Honey, I blew up the global economy. I thought there was a virus. And I went absolutely Rambo on the world and brought it to its knees, sucked every last dime out of the middle class, left them begging for food in the street. Well, actually, you couldn't be in the street because in many places you're under lockdown, begging for food in your nouveau jail. people don't even have the guts or gumption to even for a second say, what's going on here? Why is this happening? Is this true? Is this really what's going on? So I remember when you were kids, and the only, you know, peer-reviewed words you could put together to establish a fact would be, everybody says. Well, how do you know that's true? Everybody says. Really? Yeah, everybody says. We haven't left the kindergarten class. We're using the same standards of logic as adults. Everybody says. Well, it must be true. It's in the newspaper. TV said so. They've all organized. All the New World Order forces of communication, academia, politics, as one giant rolling thunder crushing arm to smash your cranium and reprogram your mind to believe a narrative that is not true. And the sad part is, so many people have fallen for it, it's difficult to wonder if we can turn it around. We'll definitely need God's help on this one, let me tell you. But turn it around we can. Turn it around we shall. Because Joyce always had a great saying. We don't give up. We'll never give up. So you're going to have to fight us 10 zillion rounds in this boxing match. And I think, by and large, they overestimated their abilities and they've underestimated our abilities. A great mistake to make in warfare. So they thought, with the propaganda, that they could turn us all into shivering masses of quivering jello, which they have for most people, and that we'd never figure it out, and then the noose would be tightened so much in the interim that we'd all beggingly walk into a trap. It's just like a military ambush when you go into battle, you know, for small unit tactics, right? You're walking through the jungle. We can use Nam as an example, since we started out in Nam at the beginning. And you're walking down this trail, and the enemy puts flashbangs to scare you. And you think you're under fire. So what they want you to do is they want you to run. They want you to run into the killing zone. And then you open up on them with mortars, machine guns, grenades, and you kill them all, or as many as you can get. That's a classic ambush. They've used the same type of ambush techniques on you. The media puts out the flashbangs, scare the crap out of you, and you run straight into their trap, which is the killing zone ambush, which is the injection. But I think they counted their chickens before they're hatched. They didn't perfect it yet. Johnson & Johnson had to stop on their test, too. They don't say why exactly. They probably come up with a convenient excuse. The first guy was like, he's got some kind of rare disorder, like his neurons aren't clicking too good in his spine or something like that. And they give it a big complicated name that no one's ever heard of before. And, oh yeah, that's okay. But when you hear the other end, I don't have a soul anymore. They took my soul. That's a big problem. So if you're in the lineup for the shot, you know, and people are dropping dead and other ones are walking around like zombies saying they don't have a soul, that could really put people off. You know, it's like you go to a fine restaurant or something like that, somebody upchucks on the floor as you're going in and you got this steaming vomit and, you know, you're like, ooh, I don't think I want to eat in this restaurant. And you move on. It's not going to sell. The word will get out. Yeah, they could probably kill a few thousand, maybe even a few dumb million. But, you know, after a while, it's like, you know, everybody goes in there. And when everybody comes out, they're on a stretcher, either going to the morgue or the hospital. I don't think I want that injection anymore. I'm going home. And people will figure it out, even the dumb ones. So that gives us the advantage now. We took our lumps. We take our shots, we organize, and we come to terms with what we're dealing with, an enemy. And our enemy is in pretty much all the governments, everywhere in the world. Federal, state, provincial, local, wherever you are singing the same song. Because somebody has the power to make them grovel and beg. And part of it could be like money. as I heard the president of Belarus saying, he was offered, you know, a nice, tidy $940 million American dollars to bring in all the COVID protocols. He's going to get a nice loan from the IMF. And those things, like, it's like when you open, you know, the lid off a pot, like steam, you know, all that money just seems to evaporate very, very quickly. So they know it's a bribe. And that's what he said. They're trying to bribe me. And he refused it, which is unbelievable, really, in the modern era, in any era, that, you know, somebody offers you a nice, handsome reward like that, and you stand up for some kind of principle. Now you see all the European countries want to unseat this guy. Oh, yeah, you know, he's worse than Trump or something. Like, we got to have regime change, color revolution. Got to take him down. He's the enemy. The enemy of the enemy is my friend. Because maybe he's standing up for something with the human race, us, that we are not going to be maligned, subverted, and destroyed the way they want to do it. They hate God. This is a big thing in the next election. Love him or hate him. A lot of Republicans love him, and a lot of Democrats don't think he exists or just flat out hate him. And his creation, us, created in his image, you got to hate that too. And I believe very strongly that the image is the tampered DNA, where they make this chimera version of a human that's half roboticized or under control of a central computer, as opposed to under the control of God's magnificent splendor. And that's the dividing line. And nobody's going to tell you that too much. Usually we're mired in what's given to us. And the classic movie, I look at that, is The Wizard of Oz. There is a man behind the curtain, and he controls the narrative. And you can walk down a certain yellow brick road with your friends and associates and pull that curtain back if you have the courage and the heart and the soul. I'm George Freund. We'll see you on the other side of the break.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
You know what my mission was when I started this, when I was so excited? I still am excited after 21 years. I said, anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. Such an incredible product. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth, and she is the mother of all the people who are using a Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com. Or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Kirkman by calling 877-817-9829 or order at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Freund, and we have an enormous mission on our plate. Fellow patriots, wherever you are. Remember way back when? There was a beautiful woman hosted this show named Joyce Riley. And I remember a show, maybe it was one I was on because I had a copy of it somewhere and heard it again some while back. And it's nice to hear a refresher course of the steps into the totalitarian system. And there was a time, and you probably all remember this, when federal authorities determined who are enemies of the state, who are the next terrorists or evil ones. I have an old word to sum it all up. And they were people like, people who are constitutionalists, Christians, gun owners, social conservatives, maybe people who are anti-abortion, and a big long list. So it probably had something to do with this, Southern Poverty Law Center or something like that. And they were training police departments all across the United States in this stuff. And then you scratch your head and you're going like, what lunatics run in the asylum here? I remember those words. I remember that time. And we see it here again, especially north of your parallel here in Canada with Comrade Trudeau. And I'll get into that a lot. Aldous Huxley, the author of Brave New World. And I was hoping this new TV show, Brave New World, would be good. So the pilot issue was good. And then I watched the second episode, or I guess it would be the first episode, and it was rather lacking, to say the least. So I don't think I'll be watching it anymore. But he said, there will be, in the next generation or so, a pharmacological method of making people love their servitude and producing dictatorship without tears, so to speak, producing a kind of painless concentration camp for entire societies so that people will, in fact, have their liberties taken away from them, but will rather enjoy it because they will be distracted from any desire to rebel by propaganda or brainwashing enhanced by pharmacological methods. And this seems to be the final revolution. I wouldn't call it a revolution. It's a revolution against God, because he gave us, you know, our right to choose, freedom, sentient beings. So it's a revolution, I guess, to destroy God, but it's an enslavement for us. The revolution for us is to not fall for the propaganda and brainwashing, and not line up for the pharmacological methods of the coming injection. That is the battle. That is the war. That will be the victory. And because I don't think they've done enough to make their soma well enough to pass off, and that's going to really slow them down a bit. And that gives us the opportunity to counterattack, counterthrust, and find the words to reprogram those that have been brainwashed with truth. Because Jesus said the truth sets us free. And there's no greater enemy of the tyrant than the truth. And I have to thank Stephanie Sledge for giving me the keys to her website, The Government Rag, because I post some of my past materials like that one, Aldous Huxley, The Ultimate Revolution, and many, many more, so that they can be reread and understood, because there may be someone out there that can turn the paradigm with us and win this war of civilization, of existence. I got a thing from the Canadian Shooting Sports. I signed up for their newsletter to keep on top of Comrade Trudeau and all that sort of thing. So they're already working on the next gun ban. So they've got this member of parliament, Joel Lightbound. Now, Satan was the bearer of light, wasn't he? Interesting. Public Secretary for Public Safety and Emergency Preparedness, which is probably something you should be wearing a black uniform with the crooked cross on it and goose step a lot. And he's got a law degree, and he comes from McGill University. And they mention it's the great bastion of Quebec liberalism, which probably makes it unpalatable just to even think about. And they want to get all these terrible, nasty semi-autos that are owned by sports shooters that haven't got the wherewithal. Like, if you lined up the 2.5 million Canadian sports shooters, and if you could find 100 that would use a firearm for self-defense or to defend their country or for anything the government's allowed to use them for, you'd be lucky, because we've been brainwashed so long that the thought wouldn't cross your mind. And even if it did, you'd be going like, I think my butt would be rather sore after that, as many gun owners have found in the past. Because even when you're clearly, legitimately in a self-defense situation, they're going to take you to a show trial that would rival Stalin. And what I remember in the East Coast was, you know, guys break into this guy's home, they're armed, he's able to overpower one of them and take his gun off him, and he shoots some of the other attackers who were armed. He lives in a rural area, probably take 30, 40, 50 minutes for the police to come, and if you were the Nova Scotia mass murderer, maybe it would take 24 or 30 hours. They charged him with a gun offense for those few seconds that he took the gun off the guy who's trying to kill him. That's full-blown Stalinist, communist logic. Because any human being facing imminent death or bodily harm has the right to protect their life, even in Canadian law. And he did, under duress, what he had to do that. So to even think for a minute you're going to hang them by the heels just shows you what we're up against. Because by and large, you have to be trained for when the government does that. You all roll over and take it. But gun owners don't get it, because in this article, probably a lot of them in the States don't get it either. It just says, you know, they talk about criminals. Why aren't they going after the drug dealers and the criminals and the gangsters and the killers and all the people illegally using firearms?
You don't get it. You're the criminal. Don't you understand? It's like I tell people, this book I found that I'm reading, Cold Warriors, Writers Who Waged the Literary Cold War, tells you the battle history from like the Spanish Civil War. I'm into Vietnam now. And when you read about the mind wars, you see, what the gun owners don't understand is there is a force taking over the world. It's like that old saying, there's an elephant in the room and nobody pays any attention to it, right? Excuse me, actually, I can't get around. Ooh, something dropped and it really smells. But you still won't admit there's an elephant in the room, even though the elephant's in the room and there's no denying it. The big trunk blows that nose and makes that big noise and the pictures fall off the wall every time it steps. There's no elephant in the room. There's an elephant in the room. You see, we are progressing to some sort of either national socialist or international communist takeover, at least. I think it's an artificial intelligence one, and the other two were just means they used in the past. And you've committed the greatest crime as a gun owner, a constitutionalist, a patriot, a Christian. Sounds familiar. Did I just say that a little while ago? You're a thought criminal. You're Orwell's thought criminal. And remember what happened to that guy? They lock him up in this little cell with the TV telescreen and Big Brother there. You can't be rehabilitated. I can take the drug dealer, who's probably selling the drugs to support the political infrastructure anyway. The killer, the best, that. He doesn't have a brain. He's just a predator of the lowest common denominator. I can reshape him into anything I want. But you read the Constitution. You know the Second Amendment. You know how to use arms, and you have them. You can't be rehabilitated. You have to be exterminated. And before I do that, I have to have a way that you will surrender to the process. But the next step along the line, of course, is to disarm you. It's the art of war. It's an art. An art that no one understands too much, not even them. But that's your crime. Excuse me. As a gun owner. Remember our old buddy, Mr. Goebbels, I talked about in the first half hour. This was his saying. We enter Parliament in order to supply ourselves in the arsenal of democracy with its own weapons. If democracy is so stupid as to give us free tickets and salaries for this bear's work, that is its affair. We do not come as friends, nor even as neutrals. We come as enemies. As the wolf bursts into the flock, so we come. And that's why the founding fathers wrote down certain things for you, to remind you of what is entailed in this protection of your life and your liberty and your estate. And I won't say pursuing happiness, because that's BS, and that was put in there by slave owners so they could keep the estate from you. Originally, it was the estate. But once you learn a lie, you can't unlearn it. It's very difficult. People love the chains that they... Why would you pursue happiness? What does that mean? You get a piece of the action. You're like, man, Chicago, it's 1930-something. Al, brother Al, I want a piece of the action. I want my estate. No, you go pursue happiness there, boy. I keep the estate. I'm Al. And just because you repeat it over and over and over again doesn't mean it's true. It just means you forgot what it really was. And in England before that, that's what they fought for in their civil war, was estate. And that's what they're taking from you, is your estate. And this is why they're destroying the middle class completely and totally, to turn you back into a serf. So the corporations can rule. But that's another point. And then another thing that's very, very important is the Green Mein Kampf. I've talked about this last year and before. Listen with both ears. Okay? And this is why you see what's coming. Human Flood, a novel by the Finnish green guy Pentti Linkola. The United States symbolizes the worst ideologies in the world, growth and freedom. The realistic solution will be found in the implementation of an eco-fascist regime where brutal battalions of green police, having freed their consciousness from the syrup ethics, are capable of doing whatever is necessary. Do you understand why they want to take away your Constitution and your Bill of Rights and your guns and have detainment camps? Brutal battalions, eco-fascists, doing whatever is necessary. Of course, one of the main obstructions, according to James Lovelock and other ones, is humans are too stupid to prevent climate change. He added, even the best democracies agree that when a major war approaches, democracy must be put on hold for the time being. I have a feeling that climate change may be an issue as severe as a war. It may be necessary to put democracy on hold for a while. That's the totalitarian's restaurant. You order the totalitarian soup and hold the democracy. Alexander Solzhenitsyn was a great writer in that book, Cold Warriors. Under threat of the KGB, he wrote Gulag Archipelago. You wouldn't think anything of it today. I didn't know until I read the book that his secretary was captured by the KGB. Her name was Elizaveta Desanova Foranskaya. She died in September 1973. 67-year-old babushka, could be my grandmother, your grandmother, tortured for 5 days to find out where the manuscript was buried. She allegedly hung herself later. Or they put her at the end of the rope when they were finished with her. This is the First Amendment, people, your freedom of speech. Solzhenitsyn said, to do evil, a human being must first of all believe that what he's doing is good. Ideology, that is what gives devil doing its long-sought justification and gives the evildoer the necessary steadfastness and determination. That is the social theory which helps to make his acts seem good instead of bad, and in his own eyes and others' eyes, so that he won't hear the reproaches and curses, but will receive praise and honor. Syrupy ethics, eco-fascist Gestapo. We're on the march, and you can't run. Because we've got you under house arrest of the great God, COVID, that you will serve until we take your immortal soul. Tougher virus restrictions on London from Saturday. See, there we go. We have to make it tougher because those four common cold viruses are popping up. They're not talking about deaths anymore. My son, you know, follows some of that stuff on Twitter, and it's like, okay, in Canada, like last week, so there's 21 deaths right across the country, 36 whatever million people. Hello? You know, it's just cases. Oh, we got more cases. We got more cases. We got more cases. We got more cases. 99.7 or 8% recovery rate. Got more cases. Got more cases. Doesn't matter. But we have to enslave you. Papers, please. Macron announces curfews in major France metropolitan area. Announced from 9 p.m. coming up soon. See, this is all global. And another thing I saw on BBC News is French police raided French government officials' homes over COVID. So I'm not too sure exactly why. So because they're bringing in more restrictions, they say they didn't get hardball enough soon enough. So maybe they weren't bowing to the great God COVID. And they're getting a head noogie from officialdom. Which is really strange because last time I looked, maybe I should look again. But our police and our military are human beings like us. And just like the Kapo in the concentration camp, those were the Jewish police in the concentration camps, just because you get some privileges for now, once we're gone, they got no need for you anymore, pal. They're taking you down. And you follow us. Maybe you'll just be buried in a mass grave with your uniform on, and we won't be. But this is a race against our Adam, our mankind. God created mankind. Canadian government erecting network of COVID detainment camps and isolation sites to incarcerate those who don't cooperate with medical tyranny. I've said this right from the beginning. This is the perfect genocide. It is a genocide. What's being done just to the shooters alone could be described as ethnic cleansing if it was done to any other group by race, religion, creed, or anything like that. It would be ethnic cleansing. This is, they're doing it to basically the army without knowing it's an army, the armed people of Canada, the citizens that could stand up against this if they ever figured it out, but they can't because you'd have to think actually for 5 minutes. George Bernard Shaw had a great quote about that. Well, it's fresh in my mind. I'll say it. 2% of the people think, 3% of the people think they think, and 95% of the people would rather die than think. Man, that's brilliant. And hopefully there are 2% of the people that think. So they're creating, you know, the Nazi-like infrastructure. I sent a video about one in Australia from like 2011 or 10 or something like that, that they had like a place where trains go to unload people. And it's just like you'd see in Nazi Germany. But they painted the fences outside. It was like a thick wire that could actually be painted so that it would look like a, you know, some sort of street art or something. It was done like marine land, you know, with dolphins and the ocean and fish. And the razor wire and the concertina wire and the cameras are on top of the train, pulls right into this part. And then you can separate them, you know, the girls from the boys, the children from the parents, eh? Yeah, and they have no guns. Oh, you'd think our deputy prime minister had a father that wrote for a Nazi newspaper in Poland. But a brave Canadian member of parliament, Randy Hillier, independent, and that's why, independent. So you vote for these political parties. The left-right paradigm is attached to the same crooked body, the totalitarian's body, of the overseers who work for whatever is on top of them. From Lanark, Frontenac, and Kingston. And he asked Premier Ford, the Ford brother that you didn't get to laugh about on late night comedy, and they just pretend he didn't even ask the question. What about these camps? Well, they're all over the place. Every province is going to have one. They're going to be in Calgary, Vancouver, Kelowna, Winnipeg, Regina, Toronto, Montreal, Halifax, Fredericton, St. John's, Newfoundland, Whitehorse. And then they have other sites in Saskatoon, Windsor, Niagara. I guess you go to the casino before you get your shower, eh? Maybe you win a buck. Ottawa, Winnipeg, Thunder Bay, Quebec City, Charlottetown, Iqaluit. They don't even get off the hook. And Yellowknife. And a Canadian government ordered 36,000 tear gas canisters to, you know, help you get on a train. You fools. But everybody thinks Trudeau is a great humanitarian, even though he's probably the test tube baby of Comrade Fidel finishing the job. Activists post Canadian government, or pardon me, this is the UK government, allowing utilities to turn off your smart meter for electricity and heat and stuff like that. So you won't comply, eh, you fool? Freeze! Beg me to turn it on. Just like that, you fall into another trap. And happy for it. You like to be a slave. You beg for it because you'd rather die than think. And guess what? You will. Hunter Biden emails. He had a lucrative agreement with Chinese nationals. So now, Al's gone. He died a long time ago. Maybe there was Al Capone vaults, who knows. But now we got Hunter Biden vaults, wherever his money's going to be stashed. So instead of going, hey Al, how about my estate? You go, hey Hunter, I want a piece of action, baby. What am I going to get? And then you put your little candy in your mouth like Telly Savalas and smile. This guy is as dirty as they come. And this is what you get to pick from in U.S. politics. And I've said this for many, many years, is you're picking between various crime families over the years. Chicago mob, the Texas ones, something from Atlantic City, the Arkansas mob. That's all you're picking from, is who's going to pick your pockets. Coronavirus infects Biden campaign. Kamala Harris suspends travel after staffer tests positive. Well, maybe they're trying to keep up with the Donald. And I think Donald, he screwed up the debate. That was a major loss to get votes. But he won a major battle in the propaganda war with the syphilis because he survived. The president conquered the great god COVID in 3 days and came back from the dead. He is risen to lead his people. Brilliant strategy, because I don't believe he was sick. I think they made it up. They said at the beginning he didn't have a fever. It's one of those Plato's laws of logic thing. Hey, he's sick, but he doesn't have a fever. I can't. How does that work out? Like, you know, I'm brainwashed, and I take the Soma, and I believe everything they tell me, but he didn't have a fever, so I must pretend. Just to pretend. And then I'm happy, and they give me one of those little Soma pills, and I feel so good because I love servitude. Here at Power Hour, we don't. We love the counter-revolution, and we lead it. After the break, we have a Power Hour guest, Gary Barnett, Lou Rockwell, a great American patriot. Thanks for coming aboard.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.